Big move from the United States. Strange move, too. It might well have some major effects on the way we fish in this country. Now, what they've done is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency have added the Maui dolphin to its endangered species list. They've also put the Hector's dolphin on its threatened list, and that apparently has implications for the fish they take, as in commercial fish they take. Fisheries expert from the University of Auckland, Dr. Glenn Simmons, is with us on this. Glenn, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Have we seen this sort of thing from this body before?
No, we haven't. It's quite new. It actually follows legislation in the US last year as a result of 92,000 submissions and petitions by a range of people to the US government asking for this sort of legislation.
Why would they be remotely interested in what we're doing down here?
Their argument is quite simply that fish stocks around the world are under pressure, and that the US, as it imports 90% of its seafood, has an obligation worldwide to protect endangered species, mammals, and bycatch.
Right. And so how does that then, and they put this warning sign up, does that automatically mean that how we deal with our commercial fishing with them changes or not?
Yes, it does. So what they've done is they've taken some quite rigorous steps in the US in terms of how they catch, fishing methods, how they report bycatch and particularly interactions with mammals. And they're saying that if you want to sell your seafood in this country, your standards and levels of protection must meet ours, or we won't buy your seafood.
Is there a debate around it? Would we go back to them and go, look, you misunderstand what we're doing here, and here are the changes we've made, and here are the laws we put in place, and here's how it works? Or do they just say, listen, this is the way we see it, either fix it or don't?
Yeah, I think typically when you're dealing with the US, it's more of this is the way we do it, and you have to meet our standards. We're not imposing those on you, but our consumers expect a certain level of, you know, how you fish in your fisheries, and we want them to be the same.
So how big a deal is it for New Zealand in the sense that these are geographic parts of the country where, yes, we do fish, but how much of our fish comes from those areas, and therefore how much of a concern is it for us?
Well, there's two issues. At the moment, they're focused on the, as you said, they're focused on the Maui dolphins and the Hector's dolphins. But the Hector's also, in part, part of their habitat crosses into the Ahoki fishery, which is our largest.
Yep.
And in time, they can also extend that to the sea lion fishery. So, for instance, they eat squid, so it could affect squid fisheries. And it's not just direct imports from New Zealand. It's a lot of our fish goes to China for reprocessing, and then from there it goes to the US, so they will also be caught by this.
Fascinating to watch what happens next. Glenn, appreciate your time very much. Glenn Simmons, fisheries expert out of University of Auckland.